she goes, that old holy roller. Think she's special, someone needs to tell her that she ain't no better than me. They say she's such a geek, that old Jesus freak. Every time she opens up her mouth to speak, she's always talking about being sacred holy. That was me, Miss Unpopular. Never asked to be part of the in crowd. Everyone knew who I was, 'cause my life screamed Jesus out loud. Now been stepped out, knocked over, just to carry his cross on my shoulder. They said he was an ordinary, 'cause he wanted to be married before he let himself be with someone else. They even said he was unnatural. What they didn't see that he was much more man than they'd ever be, 'cause he was a man of integrity. Never asked to be part of the in crowd. Everyone knew who he was, 'cause his life screamed Jesus out loud.
Greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, June the 22nd, 2014. So then came his disciples, verse 12, chapter 15, St. Matthew, and said unto them, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? You see, the disciples are from the masses. The disciples, although some of them had a little position here and there, but by and large, from the masses, and are being taught to deal with the masses and also deal with leadership, the technicians, and also deal with the ruling class and the ruling families. And so they became afraid. They say, wow, you're talking like that to the technicians? You're talking like that to the petty bourgeoisie? You're talking like that to the scribes and the Pharisees? Oh man, Jesus, you're offending them. The word offended in the European Greek, one of the definitions, to be offended in one, to see in another what I disapprove of and what hinders me from acknowledging his authority. So rather than acknowledge the authority of Yahushua, and Yahushua, not just a flesh and blood man, but Yahushua, that description of the hydrogen atom, the power of life, Jehovah using the hydrogen atom to propagate life, has all authority in the universe vested in hydrogen atom, proton, neutron, electron. Yahushua, health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, deliverance, that those realities have authority. And vengeance on us and the ruling class if we continue along the line of working against living and existing for all. So they were afraid. They say, man, You're offending the technicians, the scribes, the Pharisees by what you're saying. They heard you, man. You don't want to offend them. And Yahushua answered in verse 13, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. He's talking about the technicians hard. Yahushua is laying it on the line concerning the scribes and the Pharisees and telling us exactly who they work for. If the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees were not planted by the Most High, the Almighty, then who planted the scribes and the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Herodians in those leadership positions? Only one answer: Caesar, the Roman Senate, the Roman Empire. Who planted Barack Obama into the leadership of the United States of North America? The same wicked forces that planted George W. Bush. The same wicked forces that planted William Jefferson Clinton, the same wicked, deplorable, full of defile, wicked forces that planted Herbert Walker Bush, Ronald Reagan, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Richard Nixon, and call the line. The same wicked forces are they who plant our leadership in front of us and give them to us as if they were ordained by the Almighty, and they turn out to be ordained by the wicked ruling class. Every one of these leaders who are not planted by the Heavenly Father and heavenly, having to do with the bodies, the heavens, dwelling in heaven, having to do with the air and the universe and the world and the sky and the side reel and the starry heavens, that this reality is said to house the Almighty, or you may say the Almighty dwells in heavenly beings and in the heavens. This is only trying to get us to understand the science of the universe, the science of gas, the science of solar, the science of lunar. The Almighty is using the science of the universe to propagate life, to propagate existing. Jehovah, Father and Mother, the existing one, begetting and conceiving, always giving birth to life and existing and more life and existing. So if we are not planted and rooted in that science of living and existing, that science of the universe, the science of life, then we will be rooted up. And the word rooted up has to do with being plucked up by the roots. You see, even as we talk about the scripture, even as we preach the scripture, the brain, the pita brain, is grasping better what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying outright, no holes barred, no ambiguity, that the scribes, the Pharisees, and by extension, the Sadducees and the Herodians were not planted by the Almighty, not rooted in the science of the universe. Therefore, they will be plucked up by their roots and overthrown and tossed out of power. This is a warning to all government officials. This is a warning to all presidents, prime ministers, kings and queens and governors and mayors and senators and Congress people, if you do not root yourselves in the science of the universe and cease your propagation of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, you will be overthrown by the Almighty. using the universe and using the multitudes and the masses of the people. My dear brother, Reverend Edward Pinckney in Detroit or Benson Harbor, Michigan, was thrown in jail because he could see outright that these modern day leaders will be plucked up, rooted out by their roots, overthrown, because they are not leaders that are leading in the way of the Almighty. They're not leaders that are leading in the way of Jehovah. They're not leaders that are leading in the way of the science of the universe. So, Yahushua says they shall be rooted up. Verse 14, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. And so this is a strategy. Sisters and brothers, you could use the political tactic of going after the leadership, or you could use the political tactic of rallying the multitudes together, rallying the masses, creating love and friendship among the masses of the people who are the what? 90%? The masses. We get in tune with each other, get in tune with the science of nature, get in tune with the science of life of the universe, and let the blind lead the blind. When I see governors and prime ministers and mayors and Democrats and Republicans, officials fighting one another politically, I say, let them fight. They'll destroy one another politically. They'll destroy one another as far as their office is concerned. We, the masses, must disconnect our brains from their thinking, and we love one another, help one another. Study the science of life, the science of life, and begin to create a society that is based on the science of life. Verse 15, Peter said, declare unto us this parable. Jesus says in 16, are ye without understanding? Verse 17, understand whatever enters your mouth goes into your belly and is cast out in the draught. Yahushua is talking about our digestive system. How when we eat, some of the food is used for energy and nutrients and whatnot, and that which cannot be used is extracted by the waste. But he says in verse 18, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man. The word heart, let's check this word heart. In the Greek, the word heart is cardia. And I'm thinking this is where we get cardiac and cardiac arrest, talking about the condition of the heart. The heart is a feminine noun. This is interesting. I love to see the definitions of words. Let's hear the pronunciation of heart in the European Greek language.
Strong's G 2588, cardia
is a feminine noun, teaching how the ancient ancestors taught the Greeks to understand that certain organs of the physical structure, certain portions of the physical structure, are to be seen as masculine. Other portions are to be seen as feminine. So the heart, matters of the heart, matters of love, these are seen as feminine qualities. The way through a woman, they say, is through the heart. The way to a man is through the stomach. That's what they say. But you see how the woman is associated with the heart and with love. The word heart, the organ in the body that is the center of the circulation of the blood, and hence was regarded as the seat of physical life. And so when your mind and your heart are set on a certain idea, all of your life energy goes to that thinking and that idea. It says further in the definition, denotes the center of all physical and spiritual life. So they're looking at the heart as not only physical, but also spiritual. And we know E equals MC squared. E is energy, and energy is usually positive spiritual force. So depending on who controls our heart, we can move in a positive spiritual way, move to the positive spiritual force, or we can move to the wicked spiritual force. The definition further, the vigor and sense of physical life, the center and seat of spiritual life, the soul, the mind, the fountain and seat of the thoughts, passions, desires, appetites, affections, purposes, endeavors. So the wicked ruling class have created institutions that affect every facet of our lives and seek to control our thoughts, our mind, seek to control our passions, that which we desire. You may desire money. You may desire fame. We may desire love and friendship. Well, the wicked ruling class will offer all of that to us in order that we may support their wicked plans of destruction of the human family. So Yahushua is teaching this ancient African teaching of the heart and the power of the heart. He says that, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart. So what we speak was first in our hearts, first in our mind, and then we speak the words that are in the heart and the mind. Like the Almighty, represented as the mind, thinking. First, this thinking of the universe and the construct of the universe and how the universe would be constructed. Every facet of the universe and every function in the universe was thought of by the Almighty. Then the Almighty, from the heart and mind of the Almighty, comes the word of the Almighty and the word of Jehovah. Coming from the heart and mind of Jehovah, begins to move as light and sound waves, inaudibly, invisibly, and then audibly and visibly. And now flesh and the nature of the universe and the nature of the human being begins to form on the word of the Almighty Jehovah through the Christ mechanism. You and I function on that same power and reality. You could be thinking anything right now. I could be thinking anything right now. But until we speak it and act on it, no one knows what is in the mind. So what is in the heart and the mind then comes out of the mouth. Verse 19, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Now, sisters and brothers, Yahushua is talking about the system. Yahushua is being forthright, unambiguous, non-duplicitous in teaching what Caesar and Rome, the Roman Senate and the Roman Empire, has done and had done at that time to the known world. Did not Satan take Yahushua up on the mount and tell Yahushua that, and Satan, did Satan not tell Yahushua that Satan had control over the kingdoms of the earth? How did he do it? Through Caesar, through the Roman Empire, through the Roman Senate, through colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. These deplorable sins that are sins against the people, sins against the universe, and sins against Jehovah. So, it is the same today. The president, senators, congresspeople, media pundits want to justify evil thoughts, want to justify murder, want to justify adultery and fornication. Let's see if we can go through some of these words and not speak of them in the way that it is usually spoken of these words, but speak of these words in the way they should be. Let's see. Evil.
Strong's G, 4190. Paneras. Paneras.
Is defined as labors of annoyances, hardships, harassed by labors, meaning the type of labor that is harassing and pressing and annoying. And this system is annoying and pressing to bring toils, annoyances, perils. The word perils is defined as serious and immediate danger. Threaten. This system is dangerous to the masses of the people. This system is an immediate and a present danger to the welfare and well-being of poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Further on this definition, full of peril to the Christian faith and steadfastness. The Christian faith is equal rights and justice for every human being. And so the system takes that thinking out of the Christian, out of the Muslim, out of the Jew, out of the Hindu, the Buddhist. All of these religions are teaching us of the power of the hydrogen atom and the power of life in the atom, and that we should pattern our lives, society, and systems, institutions, governments, world, on the science of solar, lunar, astral, and planetary science. This word evil is also defined as bad nature, condition, diseased, blind, no ethics, evil, wicked, and bad. And as good as everyone said that Barack Obama was, look at how, being in office now, every week President Barack Obama has a kill list. He looks at this list and says, kill this one, kill that one, destroy that one, kill that one, destroy that one, kill this one. And so you see how, if you say he was good, well, that good, that nature has been turned to the evil nature and the bad nature. And many of us who used to stand up for the rights of the people have been turned into this evil condition. Evil thoughts. The word thoughts is thinking, inward reasoning, deliberating, questioning about what is true. So rather than question the rulers and the president and prime ministers, we don't question anymore. Our thinking has changed. We have wicked thinking now. We justify America's colonialism and America's exploitation. We're not thinking correctly. We have evil thoughts. Then it says murders. Jesus is talking hard against the system. Murder and slaughter. To be slain. To murder. To kill unjustly. And we're against all killing. But to kill and destroy and justify it by using deceitful words. Adulteries. This word adultery, it says adultery. Then it says commit adultery, to be an adulterer, to have unlawful intercourse with another's wife, to suffer adultery, to be debauched, to be drawn away to idolatry, to eating of things sacrificed to idols. Now let me use that. Because in the waters of noon, we were married and wedded to the mission and teachings of the Almighty. But now that we have come into the earth realm, the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families have set up a system and have wedded us to this system and caused us to have intercourse with this system. And this system is the wife of the wicked ruling class and the wife of Satan. So this system causes us to be idolatrous and eat that which is sacrificed to idols. When you sacrifice something by fire, it's burnt, somewhat destroyed, and then you eat that which is sacrificed to idols. The idols represent wealth in the earth, materials, minerals, diamonds, gold, stone, whatever. And then the sacrifice comes when Obama or Bush or any of these leaders in office drop bombs on people, let off atomic fire, let off missiles, which has fire. The fire burns. The fire destroys. That's the sacrifice. That's the blood sacrifice. And the material wealth, oil, diamonds, gold, coltan, cobalt, uranium, all of these minerals and elements are the result of the sacrifice, the result of the blood sacrifice, the result of the fire, missiles, and drones, and warfare, and bloodshed, the result of that condition. And these minerals and elements are then taken and fashioned into TVs and computers and so on. And we consume. We go to the store to consume these items, to consume these goods. And so then we eat that which has been sacrificed to idols. And we have been drawn away by the beautiful looking system. The system has come to us like a woman soliciting us away from our true mate. The system comes pretty. The system comes fine. The system comes beautiful. The system comes and whispers sweet, delicious things in the ear and say, oh, go to the store and buy a diamond, even though 10 million plus are dead in the Congo. So you see how we have become absolutely idolatrous. Yahushua is talking to me. Yahushua is talking to you. Yahushua is talking to us. Let's take the next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.